Over two decades after he first entered the Army, Kermit Bell was now on his way to Vietnam. Not only would he serve in that conflict, but he had another degree and an entirely new career awaiting him after the war as well. His amazing story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
And then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have Arc County right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Kermit Bell went to Vietnam in 1967 and was a base commander, a title he compares to being mayor of a town.
It's pretty good. Probably 2 miles square, the runway down the middle of it, helicopters taking off and landing all the time.
He was learning to fly a helicopter while commander, although he was not proficient at the skill. One night, when the base was short on pilots, he was pressed into service and took the controls. His mission was successful, although his landing was less than perfect, putting a few dents and scratches on the aircraft.
That particular incident, the 1st Division Command didn't want to recognize the fact that I had done that, so they had the Vietnamese government give me a medal for doing it. They had the choice of giving me a medal or giving me a court-martial.
By the time he came home in 1968, he had earned 5 Bronze Stars during that tour.
My next assignment coming back from Vietnam was in Memphis, Tennessee, following the killing of Martin Luther King. My job there was to coordinate civil affairs type activities having to do with maybe bringing in military troops in case there was riots again.
He was in Memphis for 2 years. He retired as a lieutenant colonel, but his work was not through. After over 2 decades in the military, he entered school to become an optometrist.
Some of it was fun because classmates were the same age as my kids. They always gave me a hard time about being the old man in the class, but I kept up with them.
Bell served in World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and then had a successful career as an optometrist. It's an amazing story of a man who thought he would just be in the Army for about 3 years. Traveling the countryside in Batchtown, Illinois, I'm Andrew McRae.